6. Restoring justice to prisoners. Matthew 25:34-36. For Jesus, acts of justice are never neutral. Rather, they are in the context of satanic oppression, revealed in terms of the neglect of the poor, strangers, and prisoners. Jesus' description of the kingdom of God is characterized by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming strangers, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and accompanying those in prison. In contrast, hell and Satan comprise the total opposite. As he said in his parable, "Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Justice for captives is seen by Jesus to be at the heart of his kingdom. In Luke 4, he describes it as to proclaim release to the captives and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This immediately follows his encounter with Satan in the three temptations in the wilderness. These reveal the nature of the satanic strongholds that result in oppression and captivity. They can be summed up as greed, status, and power. It is important to underline that these satanic strongholds provide the context for captivity. Jesus does not just see justice as a simple question of individual sin and responsibility, but recognizes these strongholds behind the human story. Once this is acknowledged, then the necessary restorative nature of justice becomes obvious. With Jesus, there is no place for retributive punishment or giving people what they deserve. He did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. The story of Legion is a good example of all this. The fact that he is described as both one and two people in the stories, and that his name means a cohort of 4,000 to 6,000, illustrates both the importance of the individual, but also the nature of the corporate stronghold of imperial power that was the context of his captivity. Setting him free shook the whole neighbourhood. Jesus' own arrest and crucifixion were an identification with the oppressed that deliberately brought him under these same powers. On the cross, he refused to resort to drugs or his own status and power for deliverance, but instead poured out his life in love and forgiveness, particularly for the prisoner crucified with him, who saw and received the reality of Jesus' kingdom. It follows that receiving and living out the kingdom of God confronts the root causes of injustice, war, and all kinds of evil in the opposite spirit of humble, life-laying-down loving.